Welcome back to the Super Tuesday recap. Hey man, T-Pom, it's good to be back, man.
I tell you what, man, I part of me was like, oh, the busy season's here, but then I realized we don't have Legends till the spring. We don't have Agents till the summer. And we've got a truncated Arrow season. Yeah. And with this episode of The Flash, I was like, oh, this is gonna be some white fucking work. Because if we're gonna go season one with this shit, with like music cues and like the people having fun with their shit, yeah, we're gonna be good.
I'm not gonna lie, I was dreading watching the episode just because, again, you know, people understand, like, Super Tuesday recap, we're here to review The Flash. Sorry, we should have kind of come in, you know, when you're six seasons in, you kind of just forget the intro at some point. We're here to review The Flash season 6 episode 1, Into the Void. And
did you make up your own synopsis?
Dog, I didn't even bother. This is what I was getting to. It's like, it was really one of those. This is probably the least amount of fanfare we've had coming into the seasons. Not because it's like I'm tired of it or anything like that. It's just like I've been so busy and so many other things going on. Like, this season crept upon me.
My tagline was like, we never left, because I would say, from a pure storytelling and enjoyment perspective, season 5 is probably my favorite season after season 1. Like, cover to cover, the inclusion of Nora and all that other stuff was a lot of fun throughout the season. The dual villains, and then the follow up of course, it being goddamn Thawne at the end, and then her getting erased. And like, this is, and we didn't miss a step. Like, this was right back in that spirit of how I felt about last season.
Well, and that's what I was saying. That's what I was getting to. It's just like, I was kind of not like dreading it, but it's like, oh man, gotta watch the shows. We gotta get back in the swing of things. And again, like you said, it's like
it's work.
Right. It becomes work. And but like you said, this season's a little bit different because, again, you know, Arrow's a truncated season. Legends and Agents, we don't really worry about next year. So we're actually reviewing the same amount, kind of, but it's more spread out, which is way easier on us. So you guys have no idea. And then the episode started. And I, like you said, it was like we never left. I love the feeling. You still got the heaviness of certain things. But here's a real thing. I'm kind of jumping to the end a little bit here. Can we kind of bearing the lead here? The Book of Ralph is back.
Yo, not just the Book of Ralph. These niggas barbecuing.
You barbecuing. We got the Book of Ralph.
Volume 2 on the Book of Ralph?
I'm looking live. First of all, when they were like, oh, you know, Ralph is in like Peru, or Ralph is somewhere else, he's on another mission, I was like, oh man, we're really gonna open up with not having Ralph. And like you were saying, last season was such a good season because, like, at least I know you were always on board with Ralph, but I was kind of like, in that season 4, I was like, man, it was Ralph's kind of getting on my nerves. He came around in season 5, one of my favorite characters last season, and I was missing him. I was like, oh man, we're gonna bold move. We're going to open up season 6 with no Ralph. And he showed up like James Bond, and I was like, Dimney back. We here.
Oh,
we,
not just Dimney back, but Dimney's working the Susan Dearborn case, which...
Yes, yes.
For those of us who know, if you know, you know. Yes. How excited your boy is for this.
Yes. So, I'm all on board. I'm happy we're here. I'm happy we're started. We back in this, and... like you said, let's go. Let's just get into everything. And yeah, man, I'm here for it.
And from the jump, they use kind of the fact that we're in season 6 to play with the formulaic things that we know about. We see a speedster early, but it's apparently been a growing problem because that 4-month gap, I hoped that we would get some fallout. Mm-hmm. But I think this is almost like the time skips in Young Justice, where the events that happened are interesting, yes, but the way they affected our principles is even more interesting.
Well, I like the fact that the elephant in the room is the erasure of Nora. And so I like the fact that you open up this season, you know, after you get that quick brief, you know, destroying with her her message being destroyed. You jump that 4-month gap, and it seems like everybody's kind of moved on. Like you said, we barbecuing, we chilling, but then you get those little moments with Iris where you're like, no, she's not really moved on. You can tell she's not moved on. And I love, and I think that's something that they did last season really well, which is they don't drag things out. right? And I think that's some of the problems we had with some of the other seasons in between that season one and season five was dragging out certain things where we as the audience know what's happening. Again, just like Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., your audience has been here. By season six, your audience has been here. You know your audience. So trust us to pick up on small cues. So we were picking up on small cues. And I love the fact that they didn't treat us like we were dumb. And even then, the characters on the show didn't treat us like didn't treat them like so. Cecile, O'Neill, like you could tell that Cecile and Joe, and shout out to Joe's new captain beard. You know, listen, you gotta get in there. You know, we've grown on from black fatherhood. Now we got black captainhood. So we here. So when Cecile is like, listen, I know you lost something. Joe accidentally threw out something of Nora. So that's what it was. And I love the fact that we didn't have in previous season, that would have been like a 2-episode thing with Iris acting funny and everybody kind of pretending like they don't see that Iris is acting funny or not being able to get to the bottom of it and use their deductive powers and logic, you know. And here they're like, nah, like Cecile can see it.
It's wild because it's not just Nora. Like, you get that 4-month gap, everyone seems to be okay, but clearly everyone's still holding these scars on.
Yeah. Cisco's got his getting his shit together.
Girlfriend, and she in the Star Labs and everything. That's work life balance, Cisco.
Right. That's how we get involved. That's where we get involved. But Cisco, listen, I'm gonna need you to get a vehicle. I'm gonna need you to. Hey, bro, you can't. I know you got money. So you can't be driving. You can't be picking up your girlfriend in the company van, all right?
If she rocks at the company, if my girlfriend hangs out at my shop, guess what I can drive? The shop car.
Is it work hours?
He's a Flash team member. He's always working. What the fuck kind of question is that?
Okay. All right. But anyway, so we got that.
Right. Guess what, Cisco? There's ride shares. There's other ways to do this. Don't let Chris get you in some lease you don't need.
Well, I love that he almost tucked himself out of a ride when he was like, but that's like when Cecile was off, like, well, I can take you. That's like going with my mom. She's like, well, then you can walk. Okay, I'm coming. You know?
I know. It was like, hold up.
I don't know, man. But here's the other thing, too, though. I feel like you got to walk. Like, you can't have Cecile drop you off like it is. Like,
drop me a block away.
Right.
What? A block away.
I'm just saying. You too old for this shit, Cisco. You, bro, don't fuck this one up. That's all I'm trying to say. I like Camilla. Come on. Like, we don't fuck this one up. That's it. I'm gonna leave it there. I'm gonna let Cisco do his thing. But hey, bro, come on. Get your shit together, Cisco. I like that I had this in my notes, and I think we mentioned this a lot last season. I really love what they're doing with Caitlin. I think having that dynamic with Caitlin and Killer Frost really does work. And it's given growth to the character, whereas before it kind of felt like she wasn't doing anything. But right. I feel like and I think some of the characters really kind of turned around last season. Did a really good job with her.
Last season was really important for everyone's arcs, like just the growth of each individual character.
Right. Right, and we're seeing that here, and I love what they did with Caitlin, and also now the idea of growing Killer Frost of, hey, what's your life? Is your life always going to be the on-call, protect Caitlin?
You can't just be a gun.
Right, and so I love what the possibilities of that can turn into, right? Because they are two distinct personalities. You know, so what does that lead to? How does that become? I mean, we're going to ignore some of the things that happened, I think, with season four, where they literally turn Killer Frost into a killer, and that she really is, like, should be a wanted criminal. We're going to let that one go. We're going to let that one slide. We're going to pretend like that didn't happen.
And we're going to move on. We've come two seasons now. I'm okay with this.
Hey. It's fine. There's too many other things that we let slide on these shows, so I'm gonna keep it rolling. Let's just pretend it didn't even happen. And I do love the fact that Ralph is the one that has the most together.
Oh, Ralph chilling, baby. Ralph's got this case. He's been working for 4 months, bleeding someone's family dry. Whoever's paying for this PI. That's awesome, man. This is expensive.
Hey, man. Ralph living the life.
Ralph out here in Texas, baby. He's not in Texas. He flew in that tux.
Hey, listen, listen, listen. If it's the job and they're paying, it's not a hustle. You know, if
hey, can I say this really quickly?
Yes.
This has nothing to do with the show. Listeners, if you're going to fly, I'm not saying you go wear a tux, but it's not the bus. Like, come on, guys.
I mean, I'm not strict on that. I will just say, just at least shower.
I feel like if you do what I'm asking you to do, you're going to have to shower.
You'd be surprised.
I feel like I covered my shower base. I'm like, hey, man, you know, wear shoes and shit.
You'd be surprised. We've had conversation about washing legs. So I'm just.
That's a great
I'm just, you know.
Trying. Summer was weird, guys. Back to the show.
Oh, you guys missed us. You guys
so
missed
much.
Us. I like Chester. I hope Chester sticks around.
They put Chunk on TV. So for those who don't know, Chunk is a character from the Wally West era of the Flash. Black, like, it largely kept him intact for this. But yeah, it's one of those things that, like, I didn't think they'd do that. Yeah. Also, the words black hole and lots of different speeches running around should make readers of the current Flash run pay very close attention.
Funny story. We'll talk more about this on the poll list on the character corner. I was just trying to catch up on the Flash right there. And so, yeah, I was like, interesting. Mm. Well, here's the funny thing about that, right? And I think this is something that they've done two times now, because, again, we've had this other version of Godspeed that apparently the fourth version that's shown up. You know,
in four months. I don't know if that matters, but I noticed that too. Okay.
Can't speak. But here's the interesting thing about that. And, I'm going to say one of the villains of this season, because, we, who knows what the future holds, especially after last season and how they handle multiple villains. Dr. Ramsay Russo, Bloodwork and Godspeed are both Rebirth villains. They're both very recent.
I appreciate them mining the current history. Bloodwork's a dumb name and a dumb villain.
And that's what I was going to bring up. It's like Godspeed, okay, like I understand, and even then they changed them. Like, we can do something with that. Bloodwork really was like almost, I don't want to say a throwaway villain, but kind of was.
He was a
one-off, and even, like you said, his powers were very... I'm not even going to go into it. If you want to learn about Bloodwork's powers, go ahead. I think they're going to change, clearly.
He's the full season.
Well, one, I don't think there's any full season, but I even think the way his powers work, I think are going to be very, very different. Because, again, his powers in the comics are kind of dumb. I mean, again, he's one of those... He's like one of those almost like villain of the week characters to show up. You know, or maybe like villain of a couple weeks, but it's not like it's not something that you would base a whole season off of. So I'm interested in seeing what they do with that, especially with the groundwork they laid for Dr. Russo this episode.
Can we also just call him Mohinder Suresh?
Okay, sure.
Look, I'm sorry. I can't see him and not think heroes.
That's why I think that I don't think they're going to completely waste him. Because, again, remember, we thought the same thing with Cicada last season, right? It's like, oh, Cicada's going to be a fake-out villain. He'll be there for a while, but you can't do a whole entire season with Cicada. And by the end, we're like, yo, they did the fuck out of Cicada, and that was a good villain, you know?
So they had enough of a wrinkle, like adding the second Cicada in the time travel aspect. Like, you're right. I'm excited for Bloodwork now, because you just point out how they really kind of made this make sense for the last one.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. It's like, I don't know. Maybe he is a fake out, because we also know there's this whole underpinning that's hiding behind this that we all kind of waiting for, which is obviously we're rushing towards Crisis, you know, here. So I don't know what they're going to end up doing with him, but I am interested in seeing, again, this is what I talk about with shows all the time. When you do enough to earn that credit back, like, there was a while there where we were kind of not, like, down on the Flash. We were like... Yeah, they kind of disappointed me the last couple seasons, right? And then season 5 came back in, and they, again, it cannot be understated how well they did with Cicada. So here, with a villain like Bloodwork, who has very little very little comic stuff to pull from, and it's not really like something you think of a lot. You do that, and also the same thing with Godspeed. Like Godspeed is completely different and a completely different background in what they did in Rebirth than what we saw them briefly last season, and this season we got four of them. So I'm like,
we saw them in the future last season,
right? Exactly. So I'm like, are we doing something different here? Like, what's going on with that? I'm intrigued. I'm very, very intrigued because, again, these are two villains that are relatively recent, and they're mining from them. And again, maybe there could be a freak out. We also know that in the back of our mind, hey, Reverse Flash is still out there. Thawne is still out there. We got this crisis happening. So there's a lot of things that are happening here. And we also know, I believe, for Flash's appearing, that was the newspaper article said that him and Reverse Flash or something like that. It mentioned the Reverse Flash. So we know they're both there. So, yeah. I'm here. You've earned my attention after the last season that they pulled out an entire, and again, I cannot say this enough, 22 episodes. Or was it 23? It's a lot of episodes to pull a cohesive season together, and they did that last season. So, flashback. We here? Let's do it. And there's enough changes from everyone to kind of really move on. We have a way, a new dynamic with Cisco. We have new dynamic with Caitlin and Killer Frost. Ralph is still the relatively grounded one. And then you have Barry and Iris who, I mean, any way you cut it, they lost a child.
Right.
And I love the fact that Cecile telling her, it's like, don't try to shortchange yourself by telling you'll see her again. I'm not going to lie, that caught me off guard too. It was like her thing, it's okay, we spent some time with her, I'll see her again. And back in my mind, first of all, I'm going like, that's not how time works. So you could not have her. It could be a boy. Like, there's things that can happen that's not guaranteed of how that will
work. Or you could vanish 5 years earlier.
Or you could vanish 5 years earlier. So I'm like, that doesn't really work that way. And I love that Cecile kind of called her out on that. I was like, no, you cannot bury your feelings from there. And again, what I love about that is it once again avoids a show going down an Arrow territory. That's what Oliver does. Barry and Iris, you cannot bury your fearing feelings. You can't suppress that. That's not what we're here for. That's not the show we're here for. We're here for that sharing. We're here for that moment when Barry has to go, I can't lose somebody else. Because for the entire time, we're looking like Barry is holding it together and is fine and has kind of moved on. And it's Iris that hasn't. And in here, we get the fact that, no, Barry hasn't moved on either. He's basically done that thing where he literally buries himself in his work. He's been working overtime to not think about that and to not address his feelings, which, again, you know, I love the fact that we kind of address that and we have a well-defined version of what our hero is and something that we can recognize in here. And that's what makes this show work. It's a weird thing. You know, sticking to the core of the characters.
That's crazy talk.
I know. Yeah. Apparently that's not what people want, but, yeah, crazy talk there. So, what else we got with this opening here?
Really touched on a lot of it. I like that Cisco's kind of pushing back.
Yeah.
I like that they made it very clear that Barry's been kind of pushing them into their work, and Cisco and them are like, yo, man, we're good. Even when Cecile's like, the DA's office can't keep up with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Again, showing that this is the thing that you bury yourself in your work and you can't do that. And you're right. I like the fact that Cisco is pushing back and living that life. Like, yeah, I got a date, and having that work-life balance. We know as the season goes on, things will change and things like that. But I like the fact that we're setting those boundaries up. And I don't know, I feel like, and I think this is what made season 5 work and what gives me, you know, continuing hope and belief in the show in season 6 is it feels like the characters have grown. And I think that might be the sticking thing from not really season 2, because again, season 2 we did have growth. You know, I like season 2 too, but I think with season 3 and 4, I think some of the problems that we have, and again, I think season three was the one that really was kind of disappointed everybody. Four was better, and then five, and it was back 100% back on track. But I think some of the taking points with three and four were that it felt like they weren't giving enough growth for our established characters. And if you look back at it, three and four is also when they started adding a bunch of new characters in. Right, we had Wally, we had Jesse, we had all these other characters in here. And when you're doing that, sometimes the character development and growth you have for your core set of characters falls back. I mean, again, let's bring up Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. because we love that one so much. Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. has done a really good job of it's always still about your core group of characters. Even when you add those new characters in and new faces in, you still get that character growth of the original core group. And by doing that, you can then add in new characters and have them grow with those new groups so everybody goes together. And I think that season five, the show hit that stride. And I feel like with this, with that four-month gap in between after we started the beginning of the episode, that four-month gap in between, you feel that. You feel like everybody's in a different place. Even if they are, you know, even with Iris and Barry suppressing their feelings, it still felt like everybody's kind of grown in ways that we haven't seen. To the fact of Barry and Iris were suppressing their feelings, but by the end of this episode, they were open about them. Mm-hmm. Previous season, it would have taken us four or five episodes to get to that point, and we would have been like, we would have been frustrated, going, "All right, guys, we beat this into the ground. Can we?" We know what you're doing. You're not fooling anybody. Let's move on to the next thing. So I think that's what gives me continuing hope in the start of this. I think this is a strong start.
For sure. I think I'm excited for the season. Obviously, the specter of crisis kind of looms over everything. But I think that we saw enough. Like, even Cisco hitting the Flash Gordon stuff. Like, that's amazing.
Yo, a dog. Come on.
The restraint to not do it for six seasons.
Yo, just the perfect time. And I love it was almost like a self-aware moment when they start playing the song and Iris goes, "Really?" It's like he's running through a black hole. Come on. How can I not play it? And I'm just like,
and even Iris like, "You're right."
He's like, "You know what? Hey, you know,
so play a little music.
When you're right, you're right." And again, I'm interested in seeing how, particularly with, and I know this is might be a thing, and it'll be interesting how this plays out across all the shows here that are involved in Crisis, because again, we're not going to get into all the news that's come out about Crisis. I mean, I think everybody's read it and all the cameos of, like, this thing is going to be huge. We know. I mean, that is the elephant in the room. We're all racing towards this gigantic crossover is going to be either the biggest and best crossover that CW has ever done, or is going to be a spectacular failure. I don't think there's anywhere in between. And that at this point is just, it's so much going on. And again, from the way they handled the last season, I'm all here for, I'm 100% on board. I'm here for it. But I feel like out of all the shows, The Flash feels the most natural, because ever since we saw that newspaper in season one, we've been prepared for it. You know, with Arrow, it's gonna be interesting seeing how Arrow does it, because Arrow kind of morphed into a show that kind of deals with this kind of stuff. So that's gonna be interesting seeing how Arrow, especially with a shorter season, how Arrow deals with that. Mind you, I did see the trailer for the season, and I'm like, I'm 100% on board. I ain't, you know, let's go. You know,
I haven't seen it yet. Is it good?
Yeah, bro.
Trailer I watch is Riverdale.
I'm just saying, we.
I need my crazy.
Man, they're all out. I mean, they're doing Nancy Drew, what's next, Hardy Boys. Like, what are we doing here?
I can't promise I'm watching those. Now, I can promise I'll watch every episode of Riverdale.
Yeah, I just don't. Do you, CW? Do you? But I watch it. I can just say it feels like we're going to be coming all the way back to the beginning and.
Gonna be time travel. Like, that's the best part. Right. So my theory on Arrow, I don't know how they're gonna structure it yet. I haven't watched it. I think they're gonna go with the A story like they always do, and then as opposed to a flashback or a flash forward, we just get him hopping through time.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's with this show going out, it's a way to kind of bring certain characters back and officially say our last goodbye, I'm here for it. So, but again, going back to this, the Flash, like the Flash has been preparing us for crisis. When the minute we saw that newspaper and the word crisis on that newspaper, we were all like, there's no way in hell they're planning on actually doing this. And now we're and they kept bringing it up. We're like, we think they're going to do it. They're going to, and now we're here. So I feel like out of all the shows that have this, like normally with this kind of stuff, like I'm kind of worried about how this will integrate into other shows and how they're working. And I know that, again, these are professionals. They've been here. They built this world. They have a plan and they'll do it. But out of all the shows, and so I'm not saying that I'm worried about any of the shows, but out of all the shows, this is the show that was built. It was built from the ground up to handle it.
Right.
It just is. And I love the monitor telling Barry's like, you don't win, you die. Like, that's it. And we all know what that means. We all seen this. We've been through this. If you have been with us for these six seasons and you saw those words crisis, you know what you've been waiting for. And so it's going to be interesting seeing how they pull all this together. I feel like overall, this is really for the fans. This is that thing.
This is something that they've prepped us for 5 years. Like the idea of a crisis and the idea that a Flash would run his race, hand off his baton, and end his race is kind of part and parcel with the character of the Flash. So,
right.
Yeah. And I'm more excited now after talking about it than even after watching.
Yeah. And even here, I'm not even, because I think we all know, like, they're going to do something and Barry's not gone. We know the show ain't canceled. So I'm not even going to go down that road of saying that's going to happen. Maybe something else happens there to change that. You know, I have my own little theories of things that are going to happen. But either way, I'm confident that I'm enabled to do this, because it feels like, again, this has been the plan from the beginning. This, whatever they're working on here, there's been some kind of idea that this is what we've, no pun intended, been racing towards. So let's fucking go. And also, the Book of Ralph is back, yo. The Book of Ralph.
No, not back. The Book of Ralph, Chris, how dare you?
I'm sorry.
Book of Ralph, Volume 2, my nigga. Volume this is a brand new book.
Volume 2. It was, yo, not only was it a brand new book, it was in a protective, like, he was holding it. I was like,
he came ready.
Look, bruh, listen, I know you're probably like me. You saw the blue thing he was holding. He was like, is that the Book of Ralph? I was like, I literally said out loud, is that a Book of Ralph? Are we doing a...
I was the book back, and they were like, no.
New book,
we got you. Brand new book.
The Book of Ralph.
I'm not saying they should release it as a promo material. I'm saying I would pay for it.
Listen, so Marvel's obviously released the box set of the Infinity Saga for like $550. People talking about it.
I can't hear you. I've gone deaf. You talk about it.
Yeah. I just, you know, I've actively just ignored that because I just can't talk about that.
And so you're picking up on the show. That's super weird.
Well, because I feel like if we'll either brick together or we'll be strong together.
I'm staring at a wall full of Transformers. How dare you?
We'll either break together or we'll be strong together.
What the?
But we're going to break.
This is good.
Right. But I will say, a leather-bound collector's edition of the Book of Ralph would be copped faster than that Bel Air jacket from Will Smith. I'm just saying.
I'm not willing to state that either way. That's a lot of decision making if it comes down to that. I'd rather not to. So let's just move on.
By the way, I'm getting the jacket.
Let's move on.
That's all I got, man. I ain't got nothing else. It's again, every season we get to the start of this, we're just like, oh, we got a lot of work ahead of us, man. 22 episodes. We're gonna be talking about this show until May of next year. It's a lot of stuff to be talking about. I don't know if I'm ready for this. And then the season starts, and it's like, you start seeing the Flash run, a smile gets on my face, and I'm like, we back.
We all the way back.
Which,
yo, and he runs down Godspeed like a motherfucker.
Bruh.
Yo, he doesn't just, he's like, oh, all right, let me end this shit. All right, stretch my legs, let me end this shit.
When he ran up and it broke the glass, like, I was like,
nigga. I thought he was going to throw the glass at him.
Yo, I thought he was too. I was like, what are we
Barry?
Doing? I mean, we also, here's another thing too. Like, we're back, and it's to the point that we're in season six. We haven't even, it didn't even really get us of Barry ran through a black hole.
Yo, Barry got a new suit.
And he got a new suit. A new suit and a black hole.
A new suit, a black hole, no yellow boots. That's my one takeaway from this episode.
You know what? I feel like...
Still put them on fucking some boots.
You know what? I feel like if we just keep talking about it, it's going to happen.
It's getting ridiculous.
It's getting... Six seasons, guys. Six seasons.
You waited 5 years to play Queen's theme from Flash Gordon, Cisco. I waited 5 years for fucking boots. My boots was expensive, but y'all sampling Queen.
Gold boots, guys. Gold boots.
The Scarlet, the Lightning. Let's go.
We're not asking for a lot here, guys. We're not. We're just asking. We asked for...
Literally the least we could do.
You know?
Literally the least.
Come on. The least we could do. Come on. It's like, you got money for new suits, but you ain't got no money for boots.
You got Queen money.
Queen money.
It's not cheap to play Queen music on television. You got Queen money?
Can I just say...
Put motherfuckers in boots.
Last thing, again. Seeing Barry run, seeing the show, just, again, makes you look at how the fuck can you not do this in live action TV?
Why would you bring this up? Like, we're having a good evening.
I know we're having a good evening. It's just so fucking frustrating. It's so frustrating. Like, we're in crisis.
Well, now that you brought up, do you feel better?
A little bit. Because you know why? Because I'm on another good note. You know we're going to get that scene of all the Flashes running together at some point.
Oh, yeah.
In a crisis. And
bro, I saw a behind-the-scenes picture of Barry next to Kingdom Come Superman and Supergirl Superman. I was like, look. This is already some shit now.
I'm so here for it. Let's do it. Again, folks, it is good to be back. So a little bit of a programming note here for Super Tuesday Recap. Starting next week, because Arrow is back next week, what we'll be doing is we'll be recording Arrow and The Flash on the same night. Usually Wednesday. Every now and then I have a screener, so we might have to move those dates. We're going to try to do Arrow and Flash on Wednesday nights together. I know usually what we were doing before was doing Arrow on Sunday nights, like right before the new episode came out. But we'll be recording the Arrow reviews on Wednesdays with The Flash. I think that's the least we can do since this is the last season. And, you know, let's let Arrow go out. You know, let's let Arrow go out on top, man, because it's what the show that started all this, and look at what they created. So, all right, folks, again, subscribe, Super Tuesday Recap. Leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. Listen to us on Spotify. Tell all your friends, and we will see you next week. So, until next time, we're out of here. Peace.